Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsin.
I'm asked, how do I know there's a God? How could I be sure that there is a God? And I tell that person to, number one, look within inside themselves. There's enough evidence right inside yourself to know that there's a God. And then look around you. Look at the beauty of the things that are around you and the harmonious things that are around you. These things could not have happened by accident. These things cannot be as those who want to deny the existence of God say that these things came about by Big Bang, Big Theory. So you're trying to tell me, for instance, to put a very close example, that I can take all of the parts that are necessary to make a car, toss it into a machine, shake it up, and it's going to produce me a BMW. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. So you mean to tell me that all of this cosmos, all of these heavens, in the perfect order that they're in, came about just by accident? They run themselves in such perfect order just by accident. Your body runs itself in such a perfect order just by accident. These things cannot happen by accident. They have to be a well-planned, well-designed scheme of things by someone far greater than anything that we can comprehend. So we just look inside our own selves, and the things that are around us give us more than enough evidence to realize that there is something else behind this than just accidents. I'm asked, what does God want from us? What does He desire from us? The only thing He desires from us is the purpose that He created us for. He did not create us out of need for companionship. He did not create us just because He was bored and He wanted something to do. He created us in order that He may be glorified. He created us in order that His dominance and His power, His authority could be exemplified in the world. He created us solely for His worship. This was our only purpose of creation. And if we take that into our life, this does not mean we go and we pray for 24 hours a day from the time we're born to the time we die. But it is a more or less a mindset that we have, that everything we do, that everywhere we go, that everything we say is all for the pleasure and the sake of God, and that we do it all in accordance with the lifestyle that God has set down. This is all He wanted from us. He gave us a free will, a choice between right and wrong, and all He asked is that we return that free will to Him in order to live according to His will. And for that small price, He has given us the great reward that we will enter into paradise if we return that will to Him. This is all He asks. I'm questioned, what if I wanted to stay away from organized religion and just step back and worship God on my own according to my own understandings and own thinkings? And I say that this is the downfall of every religion that God has sent. Every way that God has sent, which we know is one way, and that's to worship Him alone. This is how every religion came to be distorted. People step back, formulate who they think God is in their own mind, and to worship Him in their own way, without a connection. They say, I want to be my only connection with God. And we know that God does not speak to us. We have to have some connection. We have to have some mode of reaching God and understanding His way. And this was the reason why the prophets were sent. And this is the reason why their example must be followed. Because if not, our own understanding will not lead us to God. Even in the Bible, it says in Proverbs, lean not on thy own understanding. You cannot use your own understanding to derive judgments about God. This is how every religion became distorted. Every way came distorted. This is how you ended up with millions of religions, hundreds and thousands of different ways, from people taking God's way, stepping back, and then thinking, this is the way I want to do it. I'm going to do it my own way. And then some people follow Him, His family follows Him, they praise Him, He dies, they follow His way. Then a religion becomes named after Him. For instance, Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism. These things happen because they stepped away from religion and said that they wanted to do their own thing, and then ended up being followed. And I'm questioning, how do we know which way is the right way? And of course, we are saying that Islam is the right way, or submission to the will of God is the right way. I challenge you, pick up a Quran for yourself. Read it. Read it with an open mind. And then pick up a book about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about his life example. Read it with an open mind, and you will come to the same conclusion that I came to, that this book and this man cannot have been any normal book or any normal man. This must be from a higher source. This must be from that source which created the heavens and the earth. This book cannot be any other book. This book is like no other book. This man was like no other man. I challenge you, study the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Study his example, study his ways, study his traditions, study his sayings. And I tell you that those things have proof in them themselves, that if you're looking for the right way, for sure you will realize and come to realize the same as I did, that Islam is the right way. Not only is it the right way, but it's the only way. It's the only way God has ever had. It's the way of Adam, it's the way of Noah, it's the way of Abraham, it was the way of Moses, it was the way of David, Jesus, all the prophets, peace be upon them. And it was the way of our final messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon all of them. And you will come to realize that this way is the way to connect with God and the way to eternal paradise. And I'm asked, what is the Quran? The Quran are the direct words from God, from Allah, revealed to his Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, during a period of 23 years. This is not a book invented by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It was not copied from the Bible. The stories are repeated in the Bible because the Bible stories are corrupted. The Bible teachings were corrupted. The stories of the prophets were corrupted. The prophets were blasphemed and being said to have done things they did not do. So some of these stories are retold in order to put the correct message across, that they always were the best examples for humanity and that God always called to his one worship. This is what is known as the Quran or the recitation. It is something which Muslims try to live by and instill within their hearts, memorize, and we use it every day in our prayers. But it is the direct word of God, not the word of Prophet Muhammad, revealed directly to him for our benefit. I'm asked, what is Islam and what is a Muslim? Islam is a complete, total, comprehensive way of life. It is a way of life revealed to us by God through Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, how to live our life in every single aspect. Islam is so detailed in our life that not one single detail was left out. From the time we wake up to the time we go to bed, every action has been dictated to us by God through his Prophet Muhammad. This is Islam, a systematic way of life, and it encompasses six beliefs and five pillars. The six beliefs being that we believe in Allah, we believe in the prophets, we believe in the angels, we believe in the books, we believe in the day of judgment, and we believe in the predetermination or the knowledge that God knows everything that's going to happen and that has happened. And the five pillars of the five foundational actions of Islam are, number one, testifying that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, accepting this with your heart. After this comes the five daily prayers, praying towards God, submitting yourself as an act of this submission that you have accepted, then paying the charity or the poor due unto the poor, and then, of course, fasting the month of Ramadan, fasting for 30 days during the month of Ramadan in order to purify and purge one's own soul, and then making Hajj or pilgrimage to the house of Allah in Mecca if one is financially able to do so. This is Islam.